True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. We got to get to the Bengals responding to some trash talk here again. So there was the first wave of Derrick Henry yesterday. We got more sound from the Bengals and bulletin board material coming up, of course.
You mean the Ravens?
What did I say?
You said the Bengals twice.
Hmm.
First time we let it go, and then Mac was like, are you going to say something or just keep this thing going? I didn't know what to do, to be honest.
The good news is I wasn't making eye contact, so I would not have picked up the context clues on that one, because I was just in my own little world.
Yeah, well, sometimes that's a good place to be.
But bulletin board, Ravens, whatnot. But this weekend is the 30th anniversary of the Ravens becoming the Ravens, and those jackasses have decided to celebrate it with the Browns in town to talk that, to talk... maybe get a little bit into the Guardians as a wild card team. We head out to the fan hotline. A welcome on Barstool Sports, Cleveland fan, movie buff, Jeff Lowe. Jeff, welcome to the show.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me again.
Well, one, we're very excited to have you. Two, I'm worried that you're going to be on the wrong line, age demarcator on the Ravens thing, because it seems like younger folk don't care. Do you care that Baltimore's having their 30-year celebration when the Browns are in town this weekend?
No, I think it's a two-prong. I think it's really annoying because here's my thing is I don't know a ton of Ravens fans, but the Ravens fans I know like to pretend that they don't care about the Browns. And like, I'm not a rivalry, blah, blah, blah. I can relate as a Penn State fan. A lot of my fellow Penn Staters think Ohio State's a rival. I do not view it that way. Got to beat a team a couple times for that to be the case. So I do get it. But they took the team. And I find this to be a move from them that clearly indicates they do care, because otherwise, why would they do it against the Browns? They have how many other opportunities throughout the year? So I find it pretty annoying and pretty crappy. So, no, I'm against it. I think it's kind of a joke. But, hey, you know what? That just shows me they think it's a rivalry, so whatever.
Mm. We like that.
Annoying and crappy is where I kind of lie with it as well. Like, does it upset me and ruin my day? No, but it is annoying, and it is just kind of a bad look by the Ravens.
I just think I get this sense, this aura from them that they don't care about the Browns. But doing this move shows you clearly do. And I just don't think you can have both. Like, okay, that's fine. You want to do this move. Just know now that we know you care when you beat us. Like, that's my viewpoint now. Like, we're not, whatever. Like, you've basically walked. Well, they have beat the Ravens, like, almost every year the last, like, 6-7 years, I feel like.
Four out of the last seven, the Browns have beat the Ravens.
So, I don't know. It's one of those things. I just don't want to hear any Ravens fans or any Ravens people, like, look down. I'm like, no, you clearly view it as something or you wouldn't do this.
Yeah, I think that's what I don't understand. You got the Super Bowls. You got the AFC title appearances. You got the two franchise quarterbacks, the very few moments of despair, and we got the bleep end of the stick here. I think that's, it's so weird that they would be jaded about us when they're the treacherous bastards. I think that's what I get frustrated with.
Right, yeah. I mean, I just, like, for me, all Steelers fans I know, no matter what streak, no matter what happens, I think obviously the fact that we've won a playoff game more recently than they have helps. But like they always like they still view it the same way. We're like, it's a rivalry no matter how many times they beat our brains in. Where the Ravens again, I just like again this doesn't work now. Like now, okay, fine, do it. But just know that if you try to tell me after, you know, say they lose 42-10 this week, don't pretend it doesn't matter. It clearly matters. So, yeah, that's annoying. It's always something. It's always something new. Why? It's always something you don't expect. It's like, oh, okay, they're going to get this rubbed in our face now for a weekend.
What'd you make of all the trash talk? It's Jerry Jeudy. It's Grant Delpit. It seems like Browns players really went out of their way this week to trash talk Baltimore.
Yeah, Jeudy catches our fourth down pass. Let's maybe
fourth
do
down.
That first.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I don't mind it. I actually feel like I could be wrong. Last year, I don't know the stats, but I feel like they've had some odd success against Derrick Henry. It's like if they're a little confident, that's fine. Like I don't hate that defense played well last week. They probably should have won the game. So I don't want them having a little bit of swagger. If that's what helps them play better, sure, whatever. I wouldn't be talking trash about Lamar Jackson. That's probably the guy I wouldn't say my. That's the guy that I feel like will just go out and cook the Browns. But I'm fine with it. Whatever. Like if this would be like all the receivers were like we're gonna thrash them, I'd be like this was kind of a bad look. You couldn't catch the ball last week, so I have no problem. I'm actually very. I don't know, man. I'm a very pessimistic Browns fan. Very like they. It doesn't get much more pessimistic than me. A couple years ago, the game against the Titans when they were up like 35-7 at the half. That 2020 season, never forget, I turned to the people in the area where we watched the games at Barstool, mm-hmm. and they gave up a touchdown in the second half. It was like 35-14. I remember turned to our guy, Big Cat, I was like, I do not feel good about this. He's like, what are you talking about? And they did, like, there was a point where I think Tannehill threw a pick. Otherwise, they were going to, like, march down and make it. So but I feel pretty positive after last week, and maybe I'm crazy, but I'm not used to seeing so many rookies look so good at the same time. Like, so many guys last week, Fannin, Mason Graham disrupted things. Like, they just looked like I know Dylan Sampson didn't have great yards per carry, but every time he caught the ball, he was making moves. Like, he had Judkins back potentially this week. Like, I don't know. Like, that was, yeah, the loss was a bummer, but that's the first time I've come out of a week one loss in, I don't even know, and been like, man, I don't think they're going to win a lot of games this year. But there's a bright future. There's like I feel good, which is rare to say. But I don't know. I feel like I'm in a minority here on that.
Jeff Lowe, Barstool Sports on the Fan Hotline. I feel good about this game. At least I feel better about it than the 11.5 point line suggests that I should. I have designs on this team being like the most competitive 4-13 team in NFL history. So it sounds like you've changed your expectations maybe for this season though.
Yeah, I think that's the crazy thing. That's fair. Like, how many times we watched, like, the Charlie Fries and the Jerome Harrisons of the world were like, yeah, they'll win three or four games. But it's like, even last year, it's like, those wins last year were, like, pathetic. You're like, like, whatever. Like, it is what it is. Like, you know, lucky win against, how many interceptions did Baltimore drop last year against Jameis? Like, stuff like that. But this is like, this feels like, hey, they're going to be competitive. I'm sure they're going to get blown out at times. I'm sure Flacco will throw, like, five picks. Could be this weekend. But they have young guys who clearly are good, and I'm a Stefanski defender. I'm a Barry defender. I know he's made some bad picks, and they've made some bad moves, but, like, these young guys, I tell you, if Judkins plays, whether it's this week or next week, and him and Samson look good, like, I don't know. It's time to, like, I think it's time to be, like, I can accept five losses or five wins, six, you know, maybe a miracle they get to six. Like, but if they look good and they look, like, the young guys look good, that's pretty great. That'd be a win this year.
So I didn't know you're a Stefanski defender. I want to see if you step on any landmines that Nick might have in this discussion, because there's a couple things people go to in defense of Stefanski. What is your defense of Stefanski?
When the quarterback has played well, he's won games. And is that a simple, stupid reason? It very well might be. But for the most part, when he's had a quarterback who's gone out there and executed clear, like, you can tell, right? It's pretty easy to tell with Stefanski. And he's done some things that drive me crazy. I feel like I can hear a flag for illegal motion right now. Like, there's just things you're like, how does this guy not get his team to line up properly? But there's just, you can tell when he doesn't have the guy he wants. It just looks like he's trying to fit a square peg in a round hole as best he can. But when it is working, they're humming and they're moving. And again, it's a guy who's won. He's had winning seasons. He's made the playoffs. And maybe there's definitely a little bit of like, do I want to go back to the Chudzinskis, the Kitchens of the world? You know, it's like, It's one of those things. It could be you don't want to have to get rid of him and then be like, man, we had it pretty good. So he drives me crazy sometimes, but I thought last week was not on him at all. I like kind of everything he did last week for the most part.
He didn't.
It was
mention,
a really nice job.
Yeah, didn't
it was
mention
really nice
two
job.
Coaches of the year. Didn't say the great offensive mind.
Because for sure you were going to stumble in all of those.
Yeah, you really managed every landmark.
Isn't that like the thing? Like when the QB I do feel like the number. It's simple math, but it adds up when it makes sense with him. It's like clearly like when the pieces are in place, he can coach. For like I do feel like the Browns have had teams in the past.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
After, the coach kind of stinks. Like, this team should be better than they really are. We're like, again, last week was a positive. Who knows? Maybe he'll do something crazy. Because he's had his moments. He's given the ball up, and he's not gotten the ball back a couple times. And that's typically the things that have driven me nuts. The Chargers game a couple years ago, obviously the playoff game. But, I do like Stefanski.
The only thing I would say is it is a your take is a cousin to, I think it was Zach Jackson of The Athletic put out, hey, when you're in a one-score game and kickers make their kicks – he's like well above 500, but when you're in a one score game and you miss at least one kick, he's below 500. I was like, I think that's every
right,
coach in the NFL.
That would work with everyone.
I think someone who makes that stat would be stunned to learn that's a common stat. That does feel pretty across the board.
What are your expectations for Quinshon Judkins if he plays on Sunday?
I don't know what my expectations are. I don't know if I expect a ton. I just want to see – my only worry with him is, and I didn't see a ton of practice footage, a little bit where he looked like, he didn't look like dreadful. Like, he looked like he probably was a guy who hadn't been out there practicing with the team. I just want to – honestly, give me more than what I got last week with Jerome hitting the backfield forward. Like, I just give me a couple more yards per carry. Show that you can be a compliment to what Dylan Sampson is. And clearly Dylan Sampson is a do-it-all guy. And I have a buddy at work who's a huge Tennessee fan. He's like, you're going to love this guy. And everything I saw last week is great. You take the good of Sampson last week and put it with what Judkins can do, what we know and how he can run. That's all. I don't need 120 yards. I don't need 60 yards on 10 carries. Just show me that he has something that he can build on. You can have this two-headed monster. I think the last time I talked to you guys, I said I was not as bothered by the Chubb thing because I believe in these two guys. And having these two reliable, solid backs that can change a pace, each one comment each other well, that's all I really want to see this week.
Jeff, great stuff as always, man. Appreciate you. Go Browns.
Go Browns. Hopefully next time we talk,
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.